Welcome to the Religion Unplugged podcast. I'm Matthew Peterson. Each week, we take a look at a topic in the news about the role of religion in public life to gather more insight and understanding on the stories being covered and the people who are covering them. Let's listen in.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Joseph Holmes, a culture critic for Religion Unplugged. Today's guest is the legendary Ms. Roma Downey. Ms. Downey is an actress and producer with decades in the film industry, with credits such as Touched by an Angel, The Bible, Son of God, Ben-Hur, Woodlawn, and On a Wing and a Prayer. Her latest project, The Baxters, a TV series for Prime Video based on the beloved Karen Kingsbury series, is available for streaming March 28th. Ms. Downey, welcome so much.
Thank you so much. Joseph, it's lovely to speak with you.
It's lovely to talk to you as well. First off, I just wanted to ask, tell us about the Baxter show. What's it about and what attracted you to work on the project?
The Baxters is based on a book series by New York Times bestselling author Karen Kingsbury. And I was given the first book in the series by a friend. I couldn't put the book down. I loved the story. I found it so compelling. The characters were so rich. The plot lines were so exciting. And I really could see it in my mind as a TV show. So I didn't know Karen Kingsbury, but I reached out to her and said, please, will you let me option your book rights and create a television series from your story? And thankfully, she said yes. She's been a great friend ever since. She's consulted on the project, so I think fans of the book should be well pleased with the TV show. And we've watched it come to life on the screen. In any project, Joseph, it takes a village of people to make something like this. Hundreds of people were brought on board. But I always think when you start your work with intentionality, to do good work and to bring people together. We just had a great team and great fun. And the Baxters are a family. It's a family drama. At the center is John and Elizabeth Baxter, the mother and father of five adult children. I actually stepped into the role of Elizabeth Baxter myself. I produced a series, but I didn't originally think I would be in it. My career in the last decade, I've primarily been writing and producing and not doing that much acting, but the role of Elizabeth just spoke to me. I just knew her and knew I had to play her. She's warm and she's compassionate. She has empathy. She loves her children, but she can also be feisty if she feels someone is hurting them or they're in any kind of danger. But her incredible superpower, if you will, is that Elizabeth is really a prayer warrior. And I love the ease with which she brings prayer into the everyday. And I love the ease with which Karen does that in her stories. And I think, you know, as a person of faith myself, we rarely get to see people of faith on TV shows. We rarely get to see people who pray in the name of Jesus. We rarely get to see people who go to church and it's just part of their lives. So I was so intrigued to bring this series to the screen because I think that there are many people of faith across our country, and they want to see people like ourselves on TV with the problems that we have. This is not a pious family. This is not a perfect family. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. They have plenty of problems, but they deal with them prayerfully, and they may not always like each other, but they always love each other. So we see family modeled in a different way. Anyway, they're short episodes. It's very bingeable. And Prime Video gave us the Easter slot, which is a pretty incredible slot to get, particularly when you're offering a show that has faith and family essence at its heart. So we're grateful to them for that. They gave me the same slot last year when I launched my Dennis Quaid movie called On a Wing and a Prayer, and we saw great success with that. We know that families gather at Easter. We know it's a time of renewal. It's a time of welcoming people home, and the Baxters is about that. So my dream for the show, Joseph, is that families will gather this Easter and, you know, that they will curl up on the couch together and that they will stream the Baxters, which drops on March 28th, and that it becomes a family affair, you know, to watch the show together.
Yeah. That's fantastic. No, that's one of the things I really was a huge fan of the, you know, On a Wing and a Prayer last year. I put it in my top 10 of faith-based projects of the year last year. And one of the reasons was because it really did feel like a real family that, you know, prayed and believed in God as a part of the normal lives, but still felt like real people in a real family. It's kind of like the family that I grew up in, where everybody was, you know, of faith and.
Yes, I think that we want to see ourselves in these shows, you know, we don't want to be preached at, quite frankly.
No.
You know, if we go to church, we're getting our sermons there. We want our entertainment to be entertaining.
Right. Yes, but we want entertainment that actually does reflect the world that we live in and the experiences that we have, and faith is so much a big part of that, but it's not very well represented, as you said, because, you know, Hollywood wants to cast as wide a net as possible, but the price, of course, is a lack of authenticity of actual experiences of faith. I wanted to actually ask you, because one of the big things you've done for the past, you know, while now is try to inject faith into projects, but within sort of Hollywood's world. You know, most people who have been doing faith-based projects have sort of been doing kind of outside in its own independent sphere. But, you know, with the Bible series you did, and with, you know, On a Wing and a Prayer, other projects, and then, of course, you know, this on Prime Video, you've definitely been doing a big...
My original show, which was Touched by an Angel, if you remember.
Right.
You were probably too young to remember, but it was a... Yeah, it was a big hit. You know, I mean, it was the number one show on television for quite a while and had over 25 million people a week tuned in, which only went to show what the appetite was for, even back then.
Yeah,
you know, it was 1994 to 2004. And for me, as a person of faith, it was such a privilege to play the angel and to bring a message of God's love to the world. But what I heard more often, if you were me and you played the angel, more people come up to me and said one of two things. Either my mother loved your show, everybody's mom loves my show, or I remember who I watched your show with. I watched it with my grandmother. I watched it with my mother. I watched it with my sisters. And so that always has touched me and stayed with me for some reason. And I think it's because maybe in recent days, TV viewing has become so much more isolated because we're watching things on our phone, we're looking at things on our laptop. And maybe we're not, you know, we don't have that sort of same communal viewing experience. But my hope is, and I would just encourage anybody listening, that, you know, if you happen to have family over Easter, you know, watch a few episodes together, because you're going to see a family much like your own and dealing with problems much like your own. But they're a family of faith and family at its center. And yes, you're right, Joseph. I have been committed to trying to do that. And within the framework of Hollywood, you know, I feel like I've navigated it. I'm sure I'm regarded in some circles with a bit of suspicion out here, but I just keep marching forward. And, you know, and it's, you know, been like fun. I love what I do. I love that I'm able to combine what I do with what I believe. Not everybody gets to do that. Our company was Lightworkers. That's the name of it. And the mantra that we adopted was that it was better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. And so, you know, I think of all my projects and the books that I've written are all like little candles. And so we're just really, ultimately, they offer hope. They're about inspiration. They're about community coming together. We belong to each other, particularly at a time, I think, you know, it's a divided time. We continue to be a divided nation. And we're going into an election, and you know, it's stressful. I think it's going to be stressful for people, whatever happens. And so I think that when we turn to content, we want it to be to remind us that we belong to each other, you know, and that we have to take care of each other. And so I think that Baxter's does that. And I really like to say that it's a hope opera, you know. And you know, I think there's something catchy in that, and I think that you know, anybody I've said that to go, yeah, it is a kind of a hope opera because it's very bingey, it's short episodes, so they're very snackable, you know. And there's something in that, like I'm going to snack on my hope opera and get my Baxters, you know, get to see what's happening in the next installment of the Baxters. I have a great cast, a lot of up and coming young actors that you won't know yet, but trust me, you're going to know them. And all around our office, we've been doing quizzes. Which Baxter are you most like? And I think that's going to take off too, you know, because the fans of the books, you know, already have their, you know, their favorites of who the favorite characters is. But everybody will see their day, you know. So yeah. Over the course of all the episodes, everybody gets to have a moment front and center. The first few episodes begin with the daughter, Carrie. She's the second oldest daughter, and she seems to apparently have her life all together until it comes crashing down around her when it's revealed that her husband, a college professor, is having an affair with one of his former students. And you know, it's heartbreaking for her, but she's resolute. She wants to try and figure it out. And we see how the whole family come together, not all in agreement about what should happen, but all in support of their daughter and their sister and the drama that unfolds. And it's well played by, you know, by everybody, and in particular for these Carrie episodes. Ali Coburn, who plays the role of Carrie so beautifully. She does such great work for us. And
that's awesome.
And one of the daughters, the youngest daughter, Erin Baxter, is actually played by my own daughter, Riley. And so that was very fun for me to get to work with my daughter. And then in the mother-daughter theme, my dear friend, Kathy Lee Gifford, stepped into a guest starring role as a favor to me. She's brilliant in it. But her daughter, Cassidy Gifford, is one of the series regulars because she plays the girlfriend of Luke Baxter. So there's a lot of mother-daughter stories, and then there's a lot of mother-daughter, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. And so it's just a family affair, you know. We were families making family shows, encouraging families to watch it together. But it's a hope opera for Prime Video, and it'll be dropping on March 28th.
Well, thank you so much. This is great. Well, if this sounds like something that your audience, if you're listening to this, sounds exciting, would be interested in, then check it out on Prime Video on March 28th. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ms. Downey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate talking to you and wishing you and your listeners a very happy Easter season.
Thank you for listening to the Religion Unplugged podcast. All of our reporting is made possible and paid for directly by donors like you. In fact, we want to thank everyone who gave to Religion Unplugged at the end of the year as part of our Newsmatch campaign from the Institute of Nonprofit News. Thanks to you, we are able to match funds and raise more than $28,000 for editorial needs to pay our contributors for religion stories from around the globe that might otherwise go untold. Consider how you can join us year-round in our effort to increase religious literacy. Whether that's a small donation, signing up for our weekly newsletter, following us on X, Instagram, and Facebook, or sharing our work on your social media channels, we look forward to partnering with you.